With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump's classified documents case lumbers on in federal court in Florida. Jennifer King reports.
The former president's attorneys have launched motion after motion in an effort to get the indictment thrown out, one of them arguing that Special Prosecutor Jack Smith was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. There's still no trial date, and arguments will continue until next week. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon has been intensely scrutinized over her handling of the case. On the agenda, prosecutors have renewed a request for a limited gag order to bar Trump from comments they fear could endanger the safety of FBI agents and other law enforcement officials. The judge shot down a similar request in late May, another motion to dismiss the indictment because some of the evidence came from former members of Trump's defense team. I'm Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. President Biden praised the decision. The justices ruled in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. Also at SRNNews.com, sales of previously occupied homes fell for the third straight month in May. Rita Foley has more.
The problem? Record high prices and rising mortgage rates. Sales fell 0.7% in May from April. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, says he thought we would see a recovery this spring. We are not seeing it, he says now. The typical sales price rose 5.8% from a year earlier to just over $419,000. That's an all-time high on records going back to 1999. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has mostly been around 7% this year. I'm Rita Foley.
The Dow is ahead 14 points, but the Nasdaq is losing 23 points. This is SRN News. An Oregon high school coach loses his job.
John Parks says he was fired from his post as track and field coach at Lake Oswego High after protesting the state's practice of allowing males to compete against females. Parks tells KATU-TV he suggested that an open category be established just for transgender athletes. Shortly thereafter, he was let go by the school. The coach says he will appeal his dismissal, adding that he is fighting for the integrity of girls' sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ceremony scheduled for Sunday to mark groundbreaking of the memorial to victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood was home to the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the United States, in which 11 worshipers were killed by a gunman driven by hatred of Jews. The June 23rd event will include Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. This is SRN News. Another state considering a ban on those roaring gas-powered leaf blowers.
Don't you hate hearing that sound on a weekend morning or when you're trying to sleep or when you're entertaining outdoors? New Jersey is the latest state to consider banning gas-powered leaf blowers, but would still allow their use during peak cleanup times in the spring and in the fall. About 100 U.S. communities have tried to limit leaf blowers. Some are getting pushback from the landscaping industry and from individual homeowners who say battery-powered leaf blowers cost too much and they don't work as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Good news for commuters. Amtrak service has resumed from Philadelphia to New Haven, Connecticut, after power was restored to the train tracks. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.